This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago City Council today has approved the revenue portion of a rival aldermanic-led spending plan that does not include a corporate head tax, as Mayor Brandon Johnson wants. The spending plan is being pushed by a coalition of moderate and conservative alders. It still requires a second official vote, and that might happen tomorrow to be fully adopted. It passed today on a vote of 29-19. If the mayor vetoes that, 34 alders would be needed to override that veto. Illinois Democrats today say they're not swayed by the Chicago Bears' threat to move to Indiana. The Bears have been asking for extra public funding for a new stadium, but Illinois House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch tells the Sun-Times taxpayers are more concerned with higher costs for groceries, health care, and utilities. Meantime, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson tells our In the Loop program he thinks the Bears should stay in Chicago.
The best place for the Chicago Bears to be is in Chicago, and our door will always remain open to the Bears organization. And I think the vast majority of people would also agree.
And Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Bears need to identify a mechanism to pay off more than $500 million that taxpayers have left to foot from the 2003 renovation of Soldier Field. The Trump administration today says the Chicago Transit Authority's new security plan fails to meet the need for immediate, measurable corrective action and threatened to withhold up to $50 million from the agency. The CTA today launched its security surge plan to avoid losing that federal funding. The plan increases the number of officers and canine security guards who patrol buses, trains, and platforms. The Federal Transit Administration initially demanded an updated security plan after an incident last month on a Blue Line train. A woman was set on fire. The Sun-Times reports the federal government has given the CTA until March 19th to submit a revised plan. And Chicago's six-piece soul band Holly is playing its fifth annual holiday show tonight at Thalia Hall. Lead singer Tanner Dane tells our sister station Vocalo the band will premiere some new songs and play some holiday covers.
It's exciting for us, too. There will be a lot of people out there that are going to hear songs for the first time. And then even for us, it's going to be playing it for the first or one of the first times.
The group released its debut album, The Weight of This Heart, last week. Holly has been making music in Chicago for 7 years. You're listening to The Rundown. A state panel documenting alleged abuses by federal immigration agents held its first meeting yesterday. The Illinois Accountability Commission plans to interview witnesses and review bystander videos on social media. But those are not the only videos that exist. Last month, a judge ordered release of more than 40 hours of body camera footage agents themselves had recorded. My colleague Chip Mitchell sifted through a lot of evidence and zeroed in on one incident in Albany Park on Chicago's north side. In the video, it provides a close-up view of agents responding to chaos they helped create. It also raises new questions about their mission. Here's Chip.
The first of four unmarked vehicles rolls onto Sawyer, a narrow one-way street just south of Wilson. It's 1:30 p.m. on a Sunday, a few weeks before Halloween. An agent in the back seat starts his body cam, at first without audio. It shows the driver putting on his face mask. They pass apartments and houses, then two men in the street. The agents stop and get out. Both men take off running. The agent recording the video chases one and draws his pistol. The man stops and surrenders. The body cam audio starts as the agent pushes him to the ground at gunpoint.
Oh. I've got your back.
The agent pulls out handcuffs.
¿Por qué te estás corriendo?
Why are you running? He asks. The agent walks his detainee back to the vehicle, an SUV. In the distance, you can hear two whistles.
Hey, I got one.
Hey, what's up? What are you doing?
A neighbor rushes over to the agent and his detainee.
What's your name?
Don't impede.
What am I impeding?
Don't impede.
I'm asking questions.
If you don't get out of the way, I'm going to arrest you for impeding. That's what I'm doing.
Other neighbors start coming out of their homes. They stand in front of the SUV. The agents strap the detainee in their back seat. They don't lock his door. And before long, one of the neighbors opens it. The agent in the back seat with the detainee draws his pistol again and points it out the door.
Oye, ¿qué están haciendo?
The detainee reacts with alarm. So do the neighbors outside.
Hey, we need QRF here, ASAP.
QRF, that's Border Patrol jargon for Quick Reaction Force, a specialized backup unit. Agents arrive in two more SUVs and a pickup truck. One of them, his body cam is on. He reaches into his back seat and grabs a rifle. The crowd keeps growing.
Get back, hurry up, get back.
I need to contact the police. I'm an attorney.
Get back.
I'm an attorney at law.
I don't care. Get back, please.
Get back.
Get back.
You don't just assaulted me.
A woman in a skeleton costume records on her phone. The SUV in front, the one carrying the detainee, it rolls slowly through the crowd. And eventually, it speeds off. But the other federal vehicles, they don't leave. Many of the agents are still in the street. A man in a black T-shirt, it says antifascista, he comes in close.
He's a Latino, look at his face! Latino traitor!
A woman in a bathrobe walks up to an agent wearing a Chicago Cubs cap. She gets right in his face.
How would you even have a Cubs hat on?
You got nothing to do with this city! Sir.
Your mother would be so disgusted! What you are doing right now? Bad. Bad karma.
More neighbors gather. Some form a line in front of the three federal vehicles still there.
Hey, they're locking arms to try to block us from going out. We're blocked in, bro. We're blocked in.
Hey, we have a lot of people here.
The agents start talking about tear gas.
You're gonna get gas. You've been warned. You're gonna get gas.
You've been warned.
It's not clear who can hear the warning, and before anyone can move back, an agent in a bright green shirt pulls out the pin on a grenade made for riot control. He tosses it toward the neighbors who've locked arms. The grenade splits into three canisters that form a big cloud of tear gas. A man in a red sweater picks up one of the canisters and throws it back at one of the SUVs. The neighbors stagger out of the gas. The agent in bright green throws a bicycle out of the road. He pushes down the woman in the skeleton suit. He grabs the man in the red sweater and yanks him away. All the agents return to their vehicles, some coughing from the gas.
Sir. Go. Go somewhere else.
It's been a long 10 minutes since they arrived. One agent reminds another to put on his seatbelt. Then they drive away.
Good call from the agent, bro, with the gas.
But the agent in bright green, the one who threw the tear gas, he sounds unhappy that no one in his crew cleared the way earlier.
Why the I have to do that?
And something else is frustrating him.
Ideally, I would arrest that guy in the red, but we need to get out of there.
In the SUV that left with the detainee, a body cam video shows him leaning forward to face the agent next to him, the agent who chased him down. The detainee asks why they're going after hardworking immigrants.
¿Sabes cuánta gente hay atrás levantándose a las 4 de la mañana para ir a trabajar para tener un futuro?
He says, do you know how many people there are back there getting up at 4 in the morning to go to work to have a future? The detainee says the Latino agents aren't that much different from him, except for one thing.
No tenemos la misma oportunidad que tienen ustedes.
We don't have the opportunity that you have, he says. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Weather forecast sunny and blustery today, high in the mid-20s, and then tonight partly cloudy and windy. Temperature rising a little bit in the overnight hours to the upper 20s by early Saturday morning. And for the weekend, partly sunny and blustery on Saturday, sunny and upper 20s on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.